guys haven't lost a game in whatever it is since January. What is?
Well, you know, obviously, just didn't play well enough. Got beat by a better team today. Colts played well. We got down early and got ourselves in a hole offensively. Just didn't execute real well in the first half, and did a better job in the second half. And obviously, made it we were able to put the game back on the field. We could kind of operate in a normal fashion, and then just came up short there at the end. Oh, well, we hit one, obviously, on the we hit a few. Hit, I guess, three of them, it seems like, down the field. So, I mean, that was kind of part of the plan, you know, calling plays. So you're going to hit some. You're not going to hit all of them. So not necessarily. I think we try to do that every week. You know, you want to, not just throw underneath the whole time and take some shots down the field. So hit the big one to Emmanuel on a third down. Hit a couple good ones to Owen. And obviously I had one earlier to Emmanuel that, we just didn't connect on.
How much different was the locker room at halftime with the punt return?
Yeah, that was obviously a huge play by Omar. And David got a great block there at the end, and all 11 guys on there. So, we knew if we could get a stop and, score, make it a one-score game. So we did that and hit the big play to Emmanuel, and then had a good drive going on the on that second series of the second half. Hit the big play to Owen to get down there, and got down there, had a third and two, and they got a good rush, and had good coverage on that play. So it ended up being a pivotal stop. We would have loved to have gotten a touchdown on that particular series.
On the pitch.
I thought, it looks like 20 made a heck of a play. To tell you the truth, he beat our guy, to the ball, and obviously good play by him, and had to throw it probably a little earlier, than I wanted to. So obviously, a throw that I'd like to have back for sure.
But, I mean, you had pressure, but it looked like you put the ball where you wanted it, basically.
Not where I wanted it to go. I mean, obviously I'd like it to go in our guys' hands, but thought it was a good play by their defense, I have to say.
And how frustrating standing on the sideline with penalties not allowing you to get
back? Hey, look, anytime, in a game like that, obviously our defense has done a great job all year, and they made some stops, and we had chances. So you obviously got to try to do your part offensively, and that's kind of all you think about.
It was such a big deal when you came back to the play the 2 years ago. Did this seem like a different
game? Well, it was a road game, playing a team that came out and played well today, and when you don't play as well as you'd like on the road, it's hard to win, against good football teams. And they are a good football team, and we didn't play our best and ended up, not coming away with the win today.
Peyton, I know in respect, I mean, obviously you have your team, your season to focus on. But to David's point, in knowing that there was the possibility of setting career milestones here in this city with your connection to this city, did it lead to any emotion more so than it did anywhere else?
No, I've been in enough situations like that in my career where I've been able to focus on, the task at hand, trying to win the football game. And, if anything happens along the way, it's part of it and you can accept it. But I guess I've had enough experience dealing with some of those, during my time here or during my time in Denver. I feel like I'm able to focus on the task at hand and, just trying to win the football game. And so that's what I was trying to do today. And we had some chances, just didn't quite, just came up short.
Was it still strange at all to step into this building?
Oh, like I said, kind of dealt with that a few years ago. Felt like, this time coming back, it was just, playing against a good football team.